And now, broadcasting live from atop the 12th floor of the Left Behind Lodge in beautiful downtown Chicago, JTMBF Productions proudly presents a radio drama written by Taryn O'Brien and Marcus Constantine and directed by Marcus Constantine. It has a very catchy title and is enacted by members of the mass communications group of Mrs. Jamie Janos' class. So get ready. JTMBF Productions now gives you...
A few thousand years ago, God called a nation, a family of people, to be his own. He named them Israel, which means they struggle with God. The Israelites fell into bondage to the Egyptians, bound by heavy chains of slavery and oppression. God called one man to free his people, a man born an Israelite slave and raised in the Egyptian palace, a man whose message would be confirmed by miraculous demonstrations of God's power. 10 plagues called down from heaven, and the parting of the Red Sea. This man was called Moses. The Lord called Moses through a burning bush to save Israel from bondage, to lead God's people to freedom. God had spoken, confirmed Moses as leader, and Moses was received wholeheartedly by the people. He was reunited with his brother Aaron, and together they were to storm Pharaoh's palace and command this ruler of Egypt to let God's people go.
Pharaoh, Yahweh our God, says you must let his people go so we can worship him in freedom.
Is that so? Moses. Well, let me ask you a little question. Who is this God? Why should I listen to him? I don't know your God. I'm not gonna let you go.
The Lord has met with us. We must go. Or you will be sorry.
You are just distracting the people from their work. Get back to your work.
In his anger, Pharaoh forced the Israelites to work even harder. Their suffering increased greatly.
Oh, Lord. Yahweh, why have you let such trouble come on your already troubled people? They are your chosen people. Why did you even send me? You said you would deliver your people from bondage. You have not rescued your people at all. Set your people free.
Now you will see what I am about to do, Moses. I am Yahweh. The Lord. I am the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. I remember my covenant promises to my people. I have heard your groaning. I will bring you out from under the heavy weight of your oppression. I will free you from being slaves. I will redeem you with my powerful outstretched arm and with mighty acts of judgment. I will claim you as my own people, and I will be your God. Then you will know that I am the Lord your God, who brought you out and set you free. I will bring you to the promised land, for I am Yahweh, the Lord.
I'm trapped. Lord, I need to be set free. I can't beat this addiction on my own. I'm in chains. Will you free me? Will you deliver me?
God, if you're even there, I need you.
Lord Jesus, I'm trapped. I can't see the way out. This eating disorder is killing me. Save me, Jesus. Please save me.
Oh, Lord. Heal me. My bones are in agony. I'm sick of being sick. Doctor says there's no hope. I know... You can heal me. Are you willing? Do you even care? Do you even hear me?
God, my heart hurts so much. I've had enough. I have to get this pain out. It's too deep for me to swim through. I'm drowning. I can't handle this. God, I'm gonna die. Unless you lead me out of this darkness.
I'm lost, God. I've broken all your laws. I'm a liar and a thief. My heart is filled with hatred and lust. There's nothing good in me. Save me, Jesus. Save me!
Why did this happen to me, Lord? He seemed like such a great guy. I love him, but I know this relationship doesn't glorify you. He's hurting me, Lord. I'm so scared and angry. I don't know what to do. I need your help. Aren't you paying any attention to me?
Oh, Lord Jesus, he's so dark. I don't even know the way up. I'm worn out from groaning. I flood my bed with weeping. My couch is drenched with my tears. How long, Lord?
Now you will see what I am about to do. I am Yahweh, the Lord. I remember my promises to my people. I have heard your groaning. I will bring you out from under the heavy weight of your oppression. I will free you from being a slave to sin and to darkness. I have not forgotten you. I demonstrate my love for you in this. I came to earth as Jesus. While you were still a sinner, living in bondage, bound for hell, I died and shed my blood for you. Turn from your sin and trust in me. I will forgive you, and you will receive eternal life. I have triumphed over the power of darkness by the cross. I am alive. I am the Lord who heals you. In humility and faith, trust me. I will redeem you with my powerful outstretched arm and with mighty acts of judgment. I will claim you as my own child. And I will be your God and your Father. I will continue to make you look more and more like Jesus. This will happen not by your strength or power, but by my Spirit. Rest in me. Then you will know that I am the Lord your God, who brought you out and set you free. Now get ready. You are going to see what I, the Lord, will do. For I am Yahweh, the Lord Most High.
Just as the Lord called Moses through a burning bush to save Israel from bondage and to lead God's people to freedom,
Jesus Christ, God in the flesh, defeated mankind's greatest enemies, sin, death, and the devil.
He put to death forever our hostility and bondage, so that we can be reconciled to God.
Through his death, Jesus has overcome death. And by his rising to life again, Jesus reveals himself to be the only way for us to experience new life.
This radio drama was produced May 6, 2009 and included the vocal talents of Karen O'Brien, Bowman D. Bonet, Joshua Harrison, Marcus Constantine, and Frank King. Music and engineering by Frank King. This has been a presentation of JTMBF Productions. Good night, everybody, and God bless you.